page now where we are down to the contents. They drew up a letter and sent it back from hell, you would say, we would say, by Hellgate Hill. We sent a message, sent a letter back to the Diabolians that are in man's soul, that were waiting for the back coming of Mr. Profane, to signify to them into what method or forwardness they at present had put their design. So they're waiting for advice from hell. That's why I titled the study today in your bulletin, Hell's Letter Written. Because here it is. Here it is written. And here's what it says. The contents thereof are these. From the dark and horrible dungeon of hell, Diabolus, with all the society of the princes of darkness, sends to our trusty ones in and about the walls of the town of Mansoul, now impatiently waiting for our most devilish answer to their venomous and most poisonous design against the town of Mansoul. I mean, could Bunyan get any more clear how he feels about their communications regarding Mansoul? Considers them devilish, venomous, most poisonous. So here it is. Here's what they send back to the Diabolians. Our native ones, in whom from day to day we boast, and in whose actions all the year long we do greatly delight ourselves, we received your welcome, because highly esteemed letter, at the hand of our trusty and greatly beloved, the old gentleman, Mr. Profane, and do give you to understand that when we had broken it up and had read the contents thereof, to your amazing memory be it spoken, our yawning, hollow-bellied place where we are, made so hideous and yelling a noise for joy that the mountains that stand round about Hellgate Hill had like to have been shaken to pieces at the sound thereof. So, hell rejoiced at hearing that there was a plan afoot at all, any kind of plan afoot, to destroy man's soul again. They say we could also do no less than admire your faithfulness to us with the greatness of that subtlety that now has showed itself to be in your heads to serve us against the town of man's soul. For you have invented for us so excellent a method for our proceeding against that rebellious people, a more effectual cannot be thought by all the wits of hell. The proposals, therefore, which now, at last, you have sent us, since we saw them, we have done little else but highly approved and admired them. Nay, we shall, to encourage you in the profundity of your craft, we shall let you know that at a full assembly and conclave of our princes and principalities of this place, your project was discoursed and tossed from one side of our cave to the other by their mightinesses, but a better, and as was by themselves judged, a more fit and proper way by all of their wits could not be invented, to surprise, take, and make our own the rebellious town of Mansoul. Wherefore, in fine, all that was said that varied from what you had in your letter propounded fell of itself to the ground, and yours only was stuck to by Diabolus the prince. Yea, his gaping gorge and yawning pouch was on fire to put your invention into execution. We therefore give you to understand that our stout, furious, and unmerciful Diabolus is raising for your relief and the ruin of the rebellious town of Mansoul more than 20,000 doubters to come against that people. They are all stout and sturdy men, and men that of old have been accustomed to war, and that can therefore well endure the drum. I say, he is doing this work of his with all the possible speed he can, for his heart and spirit is engaged in it. We desire, therefore, that as you have hitherto stuck to us and given us both advice and encouragements thus far, you still will prosecute our design, nor shall you lose, but be gainers thereby. Yea, we intend to make you the lords of man's soul. One thing may not by any means be omitted. That is, those with us do desire that every one of you that are in man's soul would still use all your power, cunning, and skill with delusive persuasions, yet to draw the town of man's soul into more sin and wickedness, even that sin may be finished and bring forth death. For thus it is concluded with us that the more vile, sinful, and debauched the town of man's soul is, the more backward will be their Emmanuel to come to their help, either by presence or other relief. Yea, the more sinful, the more weak, and so the more unable will they be to make resistance when we shall make our assault upon them to swallow them up. Yea, that may cause that their mighty Shaddai himself may cast them out of his protection, yea, and send for his captains and soldiers home with his slings and rams and leave them naked and bare. And then the town of Mansoul will of itself open to us and fall as the fig into the mouth of the eater, yea, to be sure that we then, with a great deal of ease, shall come upon her and overcome her. As to the time of our coming upon man's soul, we, as yet, have not fully resolved upon that, though at present some of us think, as you, that a market day at night, will certainly be the best. However, do you be ready, and when you shall hear our roaring drum without, do you be as busy to make the most of horrible confusion within. So shall man's soul certainly be distressed before and behind, and shall not know which way to betake herself for help. My Lord Lucifer, my Lord Beelzebub, my Lord Apollyon, my Lord Legion, with the rest, salute you, as does also my Lord Diabolus, and we wish both you, with all that you do, or shall possess the very self-same fruit and success for their doings as we ourselves at present enjoy for ours. From our dreadful confines in the most fearful pit, we salute you, and so do those many legions here with us, wishing you may be as hellishly prosperous as we desire to be ourselves. By the letter carrier, Mr. Profane. Agreed to go on a market day, and he adds this peculiar description, on a market day at night. A market day at night, says Berger. At that season, how many tradesmen are full of the world? And too many who visit markets from the country, overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. And thus 1 Peter 5 tells us, be sober, be vigilant. So, they are agreed on the plan. Their letter boiled down to its essence instructs that they are agreed to the plan that Mansoul, the Diabolians and Mansoul had themselves suggested. They agreed to that plan. So far, they are agreed that it should be conducted on a market day, and that it would be a market day at night. And thus, they have agreed on a plan. Now, what is the plan? In one word, what is the plan? To send what? He says in the letter, he's raising an army of what? 20,000 doubters. Now again, we have made reference to the fact that this is Bunyan's own experience, uniquely described here. This may not be necessarily the particular greatest difficulty for every saint, but for Bunyan it is, and it is certainly for many, and it's interesting also that while when the assault is to be made, in the next to last paragraph there, he says, when they hear the roaring of the drum without, be as busy as you can to make horrible confusion within. So doubt and confusion. These are the two things that hell has agreed will bring man's soul down. Doubt and confusion. So they're actually plotting assaults of doubt and confusion. And doubt is a killer. Doubt is a killer. A very effective plan, a very cunning plan, and one that has worked many a victory for the devil in the hearts of saints. Bunyan picks up and says, then Mr. Profane addressed himself for his return to man's soul with his errand from the horrible pit to the Diabolians that dwelt in that town. So he came up the stairs from the deep to the mouth of the cave where Cerberus was. Now when Cerberus saw him, he asked how matters did go below, about and against the town of Mansoul. Mr. Profane says, things go as well as we can expect. The letter that I carried thither was highly approved, well-liked by all my lords, and I'm returning to tell our Diabolians so. I have an answer to it here in my bosom that I am sure will make our masters that sent me glad. For the contents thereof are to encourage them to pursue their design to the utmost, and to be ready also to fall on within when they shall see my lord Diabolus beleaguering the town of Mansoul. Cerberus says, but does he intend to go against them himself? Well, Mr. Profane says, does he? Aye. And he will take along with him more than 20,000 all sturdy doubters and men of war, picked men from the land of doubting to serve him in the expedition. And then was Cerberus glad and said, and is there such brave preparations of making to go against the miserable town of Mansoul? And would I might be put at the head of 1,000 of them, that I might also show my valor against the famous town of Mansoul. Mr. Profane says, your wish may come to pass. You look like one that has mettle enough, and my lord will have with him those that are valiant and stout, but my business requires haste. There is a tremendous graphic there, is there not? Opposite page 245 of Cerebus. These drawings in this particular version that we have are just phenomenal to me. Just incredible artistic abilities. And I think just graphic description of pictorial images of the description given in the text, I enjoy looking at them. Well, Cerebus answers. He says to him, Mr. Profane says to him, yes, sir, I think you very well might be allowed to go and be at the head of 1,000. You look like a man that's got the stuff in you to be able to do that, and it might be allowed for you to do that, but I've got to go. I'm a busy man, and I'm going to have to move on. So Cerebus says, aye, so it does. Speed thee to the town of Mansoul with all the deepest mischiefs that this place can afford thee. When thou shalt come to the house of Mr. Mischief, the place where the Diabolians meet to plot, tell them that Cerebus doth wish them his service, and that if he may, he will with the army come up against the famous town of Mansoul. Mr. Profane says, that I will. And I know that my lords that are there will be glad to hear it and to see you also. So after a few more such kind of compliments, Mr. Profane took his leave of his friend, Cerebus. And Cerebus again with 1,000 of their pit wishes bid him haste with all speed to his master's. The which, when he had heard, he made obeisance and began to gather up his heels to run. So the letter has been received in hell from Mansoul, Diabolian. The letter has been received in hell. It has been read, heard, and discussed, and a letter sent back, confirming their plans, endorsing their plans, encouraging them to go forward in their plans, and an army has been raised to be sent out to help them, and this army is none other than 20,000 doubters. On page 245, our commentator, I left off reading this note before, and I take it up now at this place. He says, from the deep and hungry gorge of hell, from the compassionless bowels of the pit, by the counsel of devils and doomed spirits, at the stern demand of the impatient and infuriate God of the abyss, with the resonant curse of hell as a blessing on the vast enterprise, and with the 1,000 acclamations of the damned, the decision is arrived at, and the messenger departs with the tidings, therefore, to the Diabolians of Mansoul. And with 1,000 welcomes is the messenger received at the hands of Mr. Mischief and his accomplices. There in the deep recesses of the heart is this dark conspiracy being advanced to mutiny and completeness, to maturity and completeness. The soul unconscious and all unknowing of its danger. And as the faith and fear and love of man's soul droop and die, so do the Diabolian principles wax bold, presumptuous, and wanton. Gradually is the plot unfolding. Man in actual communion with hell for his own degradation and ruin. And the pent-up wrath about to burst as a clap of the storm cloud and as a deluge of destruction on the once pleasant palaces of the soul. I like that expression, clap of the storm cloud. We all know what it is, especially here in Georgia. to be out on a warm summer evening. Seemingly not a cloud to be noticed in the sky, sun shining. And just all of a sudden, somewhere nearby, the weather, clouds, and so forth, conditions were perfect. And just out of nowhere, there's a sudden, deafening clap of thunder in the sky. Frightening. And the commentator describes man's soul at this point as standing just on the cusp of such a burst, such a clap of storm cloud, and a destruction about to come on the soul. And man's soul is completely, completely oblivious to what's going on. Completely oblivious. That seems impossible, but for those of us who have known the experience, I can assure you it is not impossible. You can be in a state that you are not conscious at all of what hell is plotting against you. No knowledge of it at all. You think you're moving along and it's just you and what you're doing and your own thoughts and your own plans, and you're not thinking at all about the fact that all of hell is consorting together to bring you to destruction. And when it comes, it'll be like a clap of thunder out of the sky, out of nowhere. You don't expect it. Such is the state. And it will come, the eventual assault will come, we learn from this letter, on a market day, probably. And on a market day at night. Great deal of darkness after a great deal of carnal party. We were having a discussion at the lunch table. One of my great fears and concerns for the modern day form of church is that much of what we do resembles the world's parties. Much of what these churches are doing, Southern Baptist churches, churches right here in our community, churches that hold big names in this community and places in this community, much of what they do far more resembles the wild parties of the world than it does anything that Christians should be doing. Dark hours. Any questions or comments? Someone would like to enlarge on this letter, its contents, or the plan that's underfoot for man's soul.